This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and yeah, sex is cool, but have you ever taken a nap with your boyfriend and had both of your cats fall asleep in each of your armpit nooks?
Aww. What a hilarious bit, Babs.
Thank you. Just wholesome.
I love it. I'm Brandi Posey, and are you even in the suburbs if teams aren't wearing pajama pants?
I'm Tess Barker, and one day I just want to look rich enough that no sandwich artist feels they need to warn me avocado is extra.
The goal.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
No, avocado's extra. Guac is extra. It's in the zeitgeist. It's the unspoken rule.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm extra, honey. Mm-hmm.
Don't flush tampons down the toilet. Do we still need the sign?
No, people still need to be told that.
Okay.
Yeah. People do still need to be told that.
Do you guys obey that?
Yes. Yeah. You don't?
No.
Tess, you're flushing.
Damn. Damn, dude. You're fucking up pipes.
Oh, I mean, I guess they're probably not your pipes, so.
It's not my pipes. I'm sorry. If I'm in like an industrial bathroom, I'm flushing it. Sorry.
Wow. Let me just say that there are some revelations on today's episode. So
we're coming in.
First of some big reveals today, everybody. I'm just teasing you.
Many controversies in this controversial episode of Lazy to Lazy.
Lazy to Lazy. We will get this episode on TMZ. We are destined.
We're working on it.
Do we have any shows to shout out? I'm going to be in Truckee, California, near Lake Tahoe this weekend doing shows. Very excited. If you're in the area, come say hi.
Yeah. I got nothing particularly coming up in September, but follow ladytoladycomedy.com for all our dates and deets all over the world.
Dates and deets and tips and tricks, everyone.
Yeah, it looks like I'm in LA for September. Yeah, follow us for our local shows, our touring shows.
Yeah, follow us in general for all our cute pictures
on social media. On social media.
And you know what? May I
even
say,
though I've unloaded most of my account. I accidentally kind of quit. I think I need to get back on. Mm. I got rid of too much.
Yeah, you feel like disconnected.
You mean you need to get back on in what sense? That you feel that you should be just because of
I quit essentially everything. All I have is Instagram, which I've never really cared about, and Threads, which nobody cares about.
Yeah.
So I think I unloaded too much. I need to re-up.
That's okay. It's good to unload, and then you can slowly add back in if you see fit.
Here's the thing. Sooner or later, another one will pop off, and you know, enjoy the quiet now.
I agree.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I'm enjoying it too much. You know, like a warm bed at 9:30 a.m. when you need to get up.
Do you have to get up?
Maybe not.
Tess, keep hitting snooze
for a
second.
That's the real question.
Okay.
I think you're good.
We approve the snooze.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's not even a... It's just like a... I don't know if I can unsee how shitty it is.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, like I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can like jam that shit sandwich
It's very clear. And jamming this, it's unfortunately because of the industry that we're in, jamming the shit sandwich feels necessary.
Yeah.
And then you say, but is it? But
like
it
if
is.
If you're barfing the whole time?
Like, is it worth it?
extra avocado ain't saving that sandwich.
No.
I'll tell you what. It ain't gonna do it.
No. Mm-mm. But anyway, follow us on social media. We love it.
I will say, if you want more of us, you know a guaranteed place you can get it is on our Patreon. We have got really fun extra stuff going on there all the time. We got a bonus episode with all three of us every month. We got extra segments every week. My boyfriend was listening to the last episode of us and was like, oh, I love it when it's just you guys, you know. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, well, guess what? We do that once a month on the bonus. So
once a week on a...
Well, I am once a week, yeah, with Beef of the Week. So anyway, just shouting it out to ourselves. If you're not seeing Tess post selfies on Instagram, we are talking over on the Patreon. So you are doing...
And we're also throwing random gifts over there, too. Like, we just did, like, a live show last week, and we, like, just live streamed that to Patreon. Just because.
Yeah, we're doing like random live streams for, you know, for patrons lately, and it's really fun. I was thinking the next one we should do a Halloween getting ready one, maybe, where we're, because Tess is always saying like, oh, I don't prepare my stuff. So maybe we can do a September live stream where we just are kind of getting our stuff, you know, figuring out costumes.
Work on costumes.
If we and the Lady community could become costumed as a family.
Right?
I think
yeah, I think it would be a fun, just, you know, everyone can work on their stuff together. So
I really like that idea.
Yeah. Okay, so cool. Join Patreon to check that out. And yeah, that's patreon.com/ladytolady. Should we get into the episode?
This is so fun. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a blast.
We had so much fun with our guest today. She's a comedian. You've seen her on SNL, and now she's touring all over the country. She also has a podcast called Love Thing. It's Punky Johnson. Oh my God, let's just jump into it. I'm so excited to hang out with our guest today. She's so fucking funny. Punky Johnson, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
What's up?
You know, I love your energy already, Punky.
Well, I just,
what's your secret?
It's different every day, but.
We caught you on a good day?
I hear that.
I just had an apple. And before I left the house, I did like 150 push-ups. So
I had to do a lot of talking today.
I want to make sure my energy up.
Yeah.
Smart.
No, that's good. Wait, what's the apple of choice?
Oh, whichever one I pick up at the store. Listen, I'm one of the most chillest but most chaotic people, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I mean, thank God that's the combo, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit about these apples. Just give me, I'll eat a green apple. I'll eat this filthy ass red apple I just ate.
No. You ate a red?
A mealy red apple.
This one was like tan and red. It wasn't
okay,
all the
okay.
red.
That's, oh, okay. Then you're fine.
Yeah.
just checking, because there's like controversial choices in the apple world. So I just wanted to, you know, curious.
I remember
hot takes out of the gate.
Maybe I don't know if we talk about this on here. I don't know, Punky. I don't know if you know Lori Kilmartin, but she amazing comic. She is a red apple lover, and it really changed how I felt about her.
That could really mess somebody up, right?
Yeah, a red delicious.
I'm sorry
like
to put her out there like that, but you
I
know?
Mean, you only get to live one life in this world, and you're gonna spend it eating red apples.
Yeah,
that man, look, that could really change. Like, if you don't eat onions, we got problems.
Yeah, it's so true. That to me, that onions are so fundamental to food that not eating onions is like not drinking ice cubes or something. Like, what are you doing?
It's really bad.
I think it's just like a holdover from being young, you know. Like I eat onions now, but I didn't when I was younger. But
I'm
like
the same. Yeah,
yeah. So it just kind of depends.
It's a texture thing. For a long time it was like getting the texture stuff right. I don't know.
That's you know what, avocado.
Oh yeah.
Are you from the East Coast?
No, I'm from the South. We living in the South, we don't do greens.
Right. Avocado's not. Yeah.
The only greens we doing is collard or mustard.
Yeah.
We ain't doing like, so as I got older and, you know, people started introducing me to broccoli. the simplest shit that I should have been knowing about, I get introduced to it as I get older. Like, you know, 20, in my 20s, you know, going to college and shit. But I just started appreciating avocados.
They're
weird, right? Like, I mean, I'm from California, so they're like mother's milk for us. But like, it's a weird texture. It's kind of a weird taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. And perfect, if they're like delicious, funky, but like on the East Coast, I had funky ones growing up. Or like that pre-made guac that just doesn't taste like anything was always gnarly. Yeah. So I didn't
think
they were good.
That's avocado. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like that with most veggies in general. Like growing up, we did a lot of, we're like a canned food household. So yeah. I didn't know what like fresh shit tasted like for a long time. And then I was like, oh, things are actually, I do like vegetables.
Yeah. You're right. It doesn't just disintegrate into mush the minute that I eat it.
Yeah, I need texture.
You know what I was thinking about? I always think about this a lot. Like the first time, I mean, you know, obviously the apple is in like the Bible, but not that story. The first
time I'm dying to know where you're going.
Yeah, I was like, keep going, Bab. Let's just see what happens. Biblical turn.
I'm talking about
so
like,
many left turns in like four words.
Thank you. The first time someone ate an apple, you know, like if you're a caveman, you're out there rummaging and you're like, holy shit, what is this? Like, yeah. This is so good. You just assume it's like another, you know, beet or whatever, just a rock or something. And then you're like, oh my God, this is the sweetest thing I've ever tasted. Yeah, I'm just going to eat this rock.
I think that way about like I'm from the Maryland, so like blue crabs and shit. Ooh. Where I'm just like the crazy
who's the first person
murderer psychopath that was like, let's figure out a way to eat that thing, and I thank him. I thank him forever because that's a horrifying looking animal, but god damn, does it taste good?
You have to think about it, like everyone for like thousands and thousands of years was just so hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really just putting whatever into their mouth, right?
Yeah.
A lot of cattle.
Yeah. 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 A lot of cattle. Like everyone, you know that state where like you haven't gone grocery shopping, you got like some Italian dressing, some hot sauce, and like a watermelon in your fridge. And you're like, well, we'll figure it out. We'll make a watermelon salad. Like they were doing that in the planet Earth.
the crazy thing is, I do the same shit now.
Oh, yeah.
We have to learn. What we're talking about.
As a people, we are still there. Well, like, I identify with the condiment fridge from Fight Club. Like, that is always...
Me too. Why do we all have so many condiments?
Oh, God. My condiment drawer. Like, sometimes I can't even open it sometimes. I'm like, what the hell is in this drawer? I'm like, oh, all these ketchups and hot sauces I done stole out of all the fast restaurants.
So absolutely.
Shit.
I don't care if I'm like, if I have like Elon Musk levels of money, I'm having that condiment drawer. Like it's I'm taking the extra packets. I'm hoarding the packets. That's how you get to that level.
Anywhere hoarding. I'm going, I'm leaving with something.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, absolutely. My brother has a collection of steak knives from restaurants around the country. Every time he goes to a nice restaurant, he takes a steak knife with him.
I bet that happens like a lot.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have like, fine. I mean, I'm assuming your brother doesn't carry a purse. So like, how is he smuggling this out?
Right.
He just wraps it in a napkin, pops it in the pocket.
All you got to put it in your sock. I'm not saying I'm familiar with it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. He's a contractor, so he uses that hammer loop in a pan.
Right. He's the only one using the cargo pants for something.
Exactly. Just full of knives, apparently.
I've been wondering.
I'm constantly on a go, so I just don't grocery shop. So it's just like I make the most random. There's two things I keep in my house, though. A box of spaghetti and a jar of marinara sauce. I keep... Oh, and onions.
Yeah.
And with that, I just don't, like, I didn't have no meat in the house. I just had, like, three legs. Now, how the hell I got three random legs in the freezer?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know what I'd be doing. But yesterday, I'm only here for 2 days. So yesterday, I made chicken spaghetti.
Yeah, great.
I sauteed them legs in the pot.
Yeah.
With some onions and just threw the sauce in. And I was like, chicken spaghetti.
You had it. You had everything.
Yeah. I mean,
I have the same way. That's my emergency meal too, because it stays good forever. You're always excited to have pasta.
Always,
it's great to come home from the airport and have spaghetti.
Oh yes,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's travel a lot, like there's no way your fridge is looking.
It's looking very sterile and dry up in there.
They got a crusty fridge.
Where were you last traveling, Punky?
I just did Arizona, but it's coming down to the end of the tour. I'm so tired.
Yeah. I was going to say,
that is exhausting.
Those last few dates are always hard.
It's hard. It's a learning experience. It's my first time. I toured a little bit last year, but it was always interrupted by some type of work I had to stop and do. So this year, I'm touring every single, especially with the strike going on, every single weekend I'm on the road, either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I didn't know it was this exhausting. I had no idea that it's so hard to catch up on rest. So next year I know I'm going to do 2 weeks on, take a week off.
Right.
2 weeks on, take a week off. Because just, I think we've been going for 12 weeks strong now.
Oh, my God.
That's long. Yeah.
I know. That's the thing that sucks as you get older. You're like, what the fuck? Like, I used to be able to run on nothing. And now I, like, actually need rest. This is bullshit.
It's over for me. And then y'all, man, look, on the road, I'm getting towed down. Like, in Arizona, they had this dude named Frank. He was one of the, like, the bartenders. He made it his duty to just get me lit. And I was tore up. I'm like, Frank, you can't keep. He was like, yeah, I'm going to bring him to your own stage, too. And if you bring it to me, I'm going to drink it. I don't know my limit till the next morning. When I should have I shouldn't have had that last one.
Yeah, that's hard too, because like you're just like, all right, I'm in a new city, here we go. And then you're like, this can't be like this every weekend. Yeah. Like I cannot do this.
Being a performer, it is because people want to buy you drinks and you're in a good mood because you're like at the show, like you're kind of riding that performance that you don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're on the entire time too. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I got cursed out the other day because my friend.
Oh, really?
Well, by my friend, because she a good friend. Oh, okay. And apparently, I don't remember this because apparently I blacked out. apparently some random man bought me a drink on stage and I just took it. I just took the shot.
Oh shit.
I have no zero recollection. They're like, yeah, because by that time you blacked out. Like that was your limit and you were done.
Oh my God. It's always a shot that does you over because it's so small. It seems so nothing.
Yeah. I'm like, I probably was like, I got it.
Yeah.
Of course. Because like you said, you don't know your limit till the next day.
Yeah.
At that point, you're flying high.
Yeah. All the cities are different, though, too. Because some cities, you get the people, they're like, But some cities, they know who you are and they want to see you and they want you to have fun. And that was what Arizona was. Arizona was like, we love you. We come in. And it's very rare because most of the time the tickets are free and people just come in because they see free tickets. So they don't really know who you are. But in Arizona, they like, we know who you are. We've been ready to party with you. You're not walking out this door if you ain't stumbling out this door.
And it's hard when you're like a person
of Arizona.
Yeah, a fun person because you're just like, all right, I got to live up to this.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Right.
Arizona was,
damn Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona was the first city that had all the butches. I never had butches come to my show.
Oh, really?
It was some butches up in there. They was up in that I'm like, I'm like, my butch is in here? What's up?
Oh, shit.
So I was excited.
I love that. More butches in the comedy club. God damn.
Yeah. Because they know good real estate. Arizona is a rising market.
That's right.
Tell us about your podcast, Punky.
Oh, Lord. The podcast.
Love Thing.
So, Love Thing is a podcast where I give my very unprofessional and unsolicited advice about relationships, love, sex, and all of that. And you know what? It is unprofessional, but a lot of people be hitting me up like, yo, it's becoming professional. But that's just because I'm in therapy and I be kind of just stealing all the shit she be saying.
Yeah, plagiarism, therapy plagiarism.
Yeah, the mark of a good advice giver, I think, is to be in therapy and just read, rinse, and repeat.
I be telling. I be like, Linda, you know I be stealing all your shit. So,
hey, we're paying a lot of money for that shit, all right? So we get to regurgitate it.
Share the love.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I was in a relationship for a long time. I was with the same girl for 20 years, married for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So I done went through some shit. So I might not could tell you what to do, but I could tell you what not to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just as valuable, if not more so sometimes, I think, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Was that the impetus for starting a podcast about relationships?
Well, first of all, I talk too much.
Okay.
So, and if you.
So they're like, we have to put you somewhere.
They're like, my man just hit me up. They're like, you got a mouth. you love to hear yourself talk, so you need to figure out what type of podcast you want to do. I was like, oh, podcast? They're like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll talk about this trash ass relationship I'm in. And that's kind of how and that's how that kind of developed. And it honestly just went from there. I did like a one sheet on what I wanted it to be, but mm-hmm. I don't really talk on a professional level. So I took it and I sent it to my friend, and she turned it into something more presentable to send to my team.
Great.
Yeah.
My proposal is like, yeah, so we're going to talk about this shit. And then I'm probably break it down, probably take a shot of tequila at about this point. My friend like, no. Let me put this in a...
You have a little like image of the tequila shot. In the...
Yeah. Get some clippy art of a tequila shot.
Is that your poison of choice, Punky, tequila?
Oh, yes.
Me too. Yeah, it's just, you know what? I'll tell you this. I don't know if you knew this before. It's good for you.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's made from a cactus, it's anti-inflammatory. And so it is basically vitamins.
We're just...
I'm going to take
it. It makes me really feel like part of... You know when you see those like time... what those fast-forwarded images of like a flower dying and then reblooming? It makes me feel like I'm really part of the, you know, the cycle of life when I'm like drinking booze from a cactus. Like I'm
exactly.
This is natural. Yeah. This is nature.
You always want to be in a Darren Aronofsky montage. That's the great place to be.
I will next time my girl tell me you're drinking too much, slow down. I'm gonna be like, it's vitamins, bitch. Back off.
There you go.
Next time you do a shot on stage, it's vitamins.
Vitamin to Benjamin.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just really smooth. I don't like the smoky. I don't like the mezcal.
Oh my God, me too. I really don't. I'm not a fan. Even the smell of it, I like.
Really? I'm the opposite. Like the smokier the better, but I also love smoke.
Mm. Right.
Do you guys like smoke?
I like smoke.
You're not a big smoker. You are. Okay.
But well, the mezcal is it reminds me of scotch, and I'm not a scotch. I don't like scotch.
Yeah.
It's very scotch-like.
Yeah.
I was next to a guy the other day getting like a ton of mezcal shots, and I was just like, I don't like that. I don't know why. It really like bugs me. But
yeah, fuck that guy. What?
It is what it is.
He was drinking the scotch. I mean,
he was just next to me, and I was like, he was also taking forever, and I like had to stand at the, I did like start making small talk with the people next to me because we were waiting so long at the bar.
I hate when that happens, and then you run through all your small talk, and the bartender still hasn't gotten to you.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm just gonna talk to these guys. We've been standing next to each other side by side for like 20 minutes straight, and so I'm like, hey, this is taking a long time.
Yeah.
And then they think I'm hitting on them. I'm like, no, I just am trying to
we're just bonding over the bartender taking all day and not acknowledging us over here.
Exactly.
We could all be staring at our phones, or we could connect for a moment in time as humans.
Come it's on.
I got stuck in one of those once in Mexico. You know, in the swim up bar, which is obviously the one of the best inventions of all time. But this swim up bar had a little like corral that you had to wait in. So you're in this little like partitioned off water closet. And so I was like stuck in this little like water corner with a guy for like no phones, no nothing, just us in our bathing suits, me with this man in a trunks for like 23 minutes. Just trying to make small talk while like Cisco plays in the background.
Oh God, that's so long.
Yeah.
While y'all probably thinking about two completely different things.
Oh yeah. Your brains are different places. Yeah. I think I would just be like, has this guy peed on me yet or not?
Yeah.
The answer's yes.
That's the problem with the swim up bar. You want to get there early in the day because the later in the day it turns into a kiddie pool.
The peon bar.
Yeah, it's always funny. I've clocked it a couple times. I've been at like a pool party where like you'll see like a group of people that have been in a pool for like 5 hours, but drinking the entire time, and you're like, those are the pissers.
I'm just having a very visceral moment of thinking of the Hooters casino pool in Vegas.
Oh, that's a pee pee pool for sure.
Oh,
it's
not good. Pool. It's not.
I forget if I told you guys this fact on the podcast, but I think it bears repeating. If you smell, the more chlorine you smell, the more piss there is in the pool.
Yeah.
Because
that it interacts
smell
or something?
Is a reaction to urine. Yeah. So when you really get that. Woo! That's all pee.
Yeah.
All right, I have a confession.
This is a safe place, Punky.
I'm a pool pisser.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate appreciate your honesty.
I'm gonna tell you too. All right. It feels really good. I was just in the pool.
You know what? That's fair.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It is a different type of feeling. I don't mean to get too personal, but it feels good. Like, just for that little 9 to 10, 11 seconds, I just be like, oh, yeah. I don't know.
What is it? Is it the warmth? Because I pee in the ocean.
I don't know what it is, but it's something that tickles
me. That makes sense. Yeah, I pee in the ocean. I mean, yeah, you're standing there. You're probably cold. Also, if you're
the
drinking,
Swiss release.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just to be...
It's different from using the toilet.
Well, yeah. You're free, I guess.
Yeah. You're getting in connection with, like, you know, the caveman that ate the apple for the first time. The first time a caveman pissed in a pool, probably also.
Yes.
A similar moment of aha.
And then drank the tequila and then turned into the cactus.
I should stop.
No, I think you should start announcing it. I think you should start yelling, I'm pissing in the pool.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. Just put a hand up and say, excuse me, mid-conversation.
Like, when you're in the water for so long, when you do get out and go pee, it's hot. It hurts. Is that just me, or did I sound like I had an STD?
Oh, no.
I think you might want to get it checked out, yeah.
Yeah. Just maybe, you know, go to the doctor just to be safe.
I didn't realize how that sounded until I said it.
Yeah. You guys know it burns when you pee all the time.
Yeah. Now, I never really unpacked the science of it, but now that we're here, I guess just so maybe your bladder is sort of like one of those igloo water bottles. And that stays human temperature, and then the rest of your body gets pool temperature. Mm-hmm. And so then your, like, igloo water comes out warm.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have a way we chop it. I said it, and I can't take it back now.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to get on TMZ with this podcast.
Thank you for the hot scoop we've been looking for.
Just, you're going to get people coming up to you on the street. Did you really say
it? You know what?
Good for you. You admit it. Yeah, it's good. It means you are who you are. You know, you told us and we appreciate you.
But also, like, when you see a little kid pissing in a pool, they are experiencing freedom because they get real low. They look around. You know it's happening. Yeah. And you can, it's the first true rebellion as a child, I think, is to be like, oh, yeah. Because also, when you're still a kid, you're like, it might turn purple, but I still don't care.
Yeah.
It's such a fuck you to the entire world to be like, I gotta know if it's purple or not.
I've never seen that actually in a pool, like the thing where it turns color.
No, they tell kids that so they won't pee.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I think that I wish they actually invented that because that would be brilliant.
It needs to be real so that Punky, we can out.
But also, who feel like getting out of water?
No, you're right.
Never.
No, you're right.
Truly,
that's
never.
Why any pool worth itself needs to have a bathroom like adjacent. I will walk like 5 feet.
Yes.
It kind of feels a little nice to get a little sun on your skin and get my ass right back in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if there's not a bar in the pool, then that can be a good drink break.
Yes.
If there's not a bar in the pool.
What if there's a bar in the bathroom? How's that?
You put your order. A bar in the bathroom? I don't think I would want to drink at a bar in the bathroom.
Okay, fine.
Maybe a secret shoe.
Place your order, go in the stall, come out, get it.
Well, I'm just going to say this. You know how like when you sometimes the bathroom people, the attendants,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't take one of those candies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's your, like.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, actually.
I take the candy.
About
you take the candy?
You know, I just do it to support.
That's right. Mostly, that's the right answer. Yeah. That's, okay, you're a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not going into the bathroom in the first place. She's pissing in the pool.
Listen, I applied to be a bathroom attendant once.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
I was broke. I applied to be so many things when I didn't have money. I applied to be a bathroom attendant. I applied to be a topless maid.
Really?
And you got denied?
I got denied.
Did you have to send a topless pic?
Yeah. How far in the interview process did you get on that one?
Well, they didn't want me to be gay.
Oh.
Well, I could have been gay if I was a feminine gay. I was like, I could be feminine.
Right, you were too much for them.
Listen,
yeah.
I was like, for $37 an hour, I promise you wouldn't even know I was butch.
Yeah.
I'll stop doing push-ups. I'll stop going to the gym. I'll watch all your back videos. I'll do whatever. Just let me. I was so broke. I was like, I will, because the like whoever you cleaning up for is like these older single guys, yeah. and they want to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Gotcha.
I tried. I got denied.
I've always wondered about that job. Did you get far enough in the process to learn whether you have to actually like clean?
Oh, no, you got to clean.
Okay. But then, I wasn't sure if you just kind of had to show up and like.
I think you clean, but I don't think it's like a deep. I don't think you're doing like deep cleaning. Like you're dusting and wiping down some
stuff. You're not like getting down. No. Yeah.
Get this dust out the office, and they kind of just want to see you being skimpy and whorish. So it's not. It wasn't like mopping wasn't necessary, and cleaning bathrooms weren't necessary. But the kitchen,
the offices, the bedrooms,
a lot of dusting was involved, but not the nitty gritty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like a feather duster.
It's sexy good. Dusting. Yeah. Kind of like French maid kind of cleaning.
Betty Boopy.
Okay.
Betty Boopy. Yeah, you're not getting in that grout with your tits out.
Right. You're going to end up with like a tit behind your right ear or some shit. Just getting.
I mean, yeah, honestly, sometimes like, when you want to like, chuck them back to get
yeah,
some
Yeah, really cleaning. Like I get like sweaty and gross. It's not like a pretty. When I'm like in deep cleaning mode, it's not a pretty sight. No one needs to see that. Not wearing a sexy outfit.
No. When I was a kid, I always thought that, you guys know that Do Your Ears Hang Low song?
Yeah.
I always thought that was about the old ladies at the locker room.
Well, there's a version, Do Your Tits Hang Low.
What's great about that song is you can choose whoever you want. You can do ears, tits, or balls.
Yeah, that's true.
I would. But the answer is yes, my tits do hang low.
Yeah. I mean, it's gravity. We're all living on the planet.
I do a lot of things. I definitely pick them up and throw them over my shoulder. I could definitely do that.
Yeah, like a continental soldier.
Mm-hmm. time in the bowl, all that.
I can't believe you didn't get hired by the maid company if you can tie your tits in a bow.
No, that's adorable. That's very Betty Boop.
I was like, you're going to turn down these areolas. I was like, these are some really fantastic titties. You don't have enough feminine energy.
Wait, so also there's, I mean, I was going to say this, but it's like, but I'm like, there's no women that want to watch a woman clean, but of course there's not. Okay.
Well, they didn't have that. I think now if I look it up, they've progressed.
Okay. But they were just targeting one clientele.
Very much so.
Topless maids industry has really committed themselves to, you know, progressive values, diversity. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. In Los Angeles, I think we all know what I'm talking about. There's on Forest Lawn Road, which goes from Burbank to Hollywood, for decades, there was this windowless van parked there that had an ad for topless maids. And if Los Angeles is a hard city to survive, and I think everyone has driven by that van and thought,
how much?
Yeah.
And now we know.
I mean, I was 37 scared. An hour. I was scared at every interview. I was like, they're going to take me. They're going to put my ass. It's going to be an episode of Taken. I had a feeling. I'm like, these motherfuckers going to kidnap me, and it's going to be over for me.
The ad is a windowless van. They're putting it right out there.
But it turned out to be legit. I was fine. Well, look, with the way this strike going right now, I'll be the reapply.
I know.
I'm like, hey.
I know.
Start your own service. You know what I mean? Like, do it. Topless cleaning. God.
I can't be the first gay woman to be me too. I can't watch bitches clean up. Yeah, everybody, come on here for the audition. Everybody, put your titties out right now. Those
Punky
tight titties
in
the bowl, raise your hand.
You know what? You gotta. If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it hardcore. And I think just lean in. Okay, we got some marketing to come up with. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a second, everybody.
Yeah, we'll work this out. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Punky.
Yeah, and we're gonna play a game to get to know you a little better. Yeah. It's called MySpace.
Oh God, okay.
You get to hear one of our songs.
All right. That's one of our. Okay. All right.
Here's our sick theme song. Punky's falling out of her chair.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's perfect. You know, you just got to wait a beat, repeat. That's mostly what all of our songs, basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Punky. So I love this is a good question. What three things are always within reach of your bed?
That's a good one.
My phone, my phone charger, and my wallet.
Mm. Oh, you keep your wallet right there?
It's trauma. I'll be triggered. It's trauma. I was married. I used to have to keep my wallet under my pillow because my ex-wife would take it. And
really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like shit. Was she like a sitcom just, wife? Like just gonna go buy a hat?
It wasn't a hat. It was something much more expensive than a hat. but she would,
damn.
She would take it and she would just take my wallet.
Whoa.
So wow. I started sleeping with it under my pillow and I did it for years. And now I just sleep in it. And now at least it's moved to the nightstand. So I'm getting better.
And that's progress. That's yes. If Linda, the therapist, is listening, you're doing your job.
You're handling your business, Len Len.
Now let's talk about that phone. So are you waking up and scrolling?
No, actually, the first thing I do when I wake up is smile. I just started doing
really?
That. Because
that's so cool.
Listen, I'm lazy. I procrastinate. When I think about the day starting, I'll be like, ugh. And I got tired of feeling like that. I got tired of saying, yo, because, you know, I want to be appreciative to life. I have so much support. I have a great family. I have fun. I have a great job. And I wanted to stop feeling like that. So I just was like, when I wake up, I'm going to smile. And it actually started changing the outcome of my day and the beginning and the start of my day. And then I scroll.
Yeah.
And then it slowly turns into
right. Yeah, you got to get that smile in before the scroll. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like the older I get, the more I'm trying to be better about that, about being conscious about trying to look at things positively or be grateful, you know, and it does make a big difference.
I got so much opportunity outside. I'm very, very fortunate. I have no reason to wake up like I was waking up. It's like, bitch. You are blessed.
What about after the blackout night? Are you still smiling then?
Well, you know what? Sometimes. I mean, the other morning in Arizona, I woke up butt naked. I was like, I missed my flight. Flight was gone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Woo! You got to get that smile in quick and then figure out your day, right?
The great thing is I called my feature, Dicey, and I was like, girl, we done missed the plane, girl. She was like, I know, bitch. It was no sense of urgency. We wasn't panicking. We didn't give a shit. Yeah. I said, all right, I'm going to call you in a couple hours. We'll figure it out. Because what you going to do now, you know?
At that point, go back to sleep. For
honestly, it's good news at that point. You got nothing to worry about.
And it ended up taking a better flight. We took a red eye. It was nice. It was dark. We slept.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Even better. Love a damn red eye. Because everybody on a red eye is just like, we're in the business of flying. Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
You know? It's great.
It's perfect.
Less kids on a red eye.
Oh, yes. I was just about to say that. I ain't want to seem rude. Because these kids.
No,
you're good.
This is a safe place to say that you like a flight without kids on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I will never, ever talk to a mother that have a crying baby. Like, be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But I'd be like,
no.
Of course.
But I will be like, you want a shot of Benadryl for that little baby?
Well, and that's why I haven't flown not high since the 90s, I don't think. you know, you get yourself nice and copacetic and the baby doesn't bother you.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, I will say I'm extremely good at disassociating on a plane. I don't know where I am, but I am not there. My whole
I'm out on the plane.
My whole being is...
Look, I'm out.
headphones and a blindfold and we good.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a whole system.
Yeah, especially if you travel a lot, you have to. There's just like no...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Punky, you just bought a lifetime supply of whatever you just bought. What was it?
Oh, God.
That's a big question.
Wow, lifetime supply.
A lifetime supply? Is it anything specific?
It's anything.
Anything you want it to be.
Yeah, like a thing that you're like, I could not go without. I need this forever in my life. And I want it in bulk.
I don't want to run out.
It would probably be water.
You know,
practical.
What?
Practical.
Honestly,
very practical.
Very good call.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you need some to piss in later. So.
I got my piss water. I got my drinking water.
Yeah, water. I drink a lot of water.
Okay.
That's smart too, because also, like, I don't know if it's going to be freely available in the future. So, you're going to have a lot of people coming up to you and bargaining with other things.
Yeah.
So, you're going to be the like fucking ruling.
It would definitely be something in the kitchen for me. I'm very kitchen.
Yeah. So, yeah. Very. I like that. I like you become, you should be the Immortan Joe of our lifetime.
The
I
waters
like
are.
Yeah, the waters are.
Look,
Punky was smart.
What's your favorite? Do you got like a favorite bottle of water? What's your water situation?
You know what?
Situation?
I don't really understand the difference. And all water tastes the same to me. Like I got her a case of Dasani one time when I first met her. Like when we was in those beginning stages.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just noticed
she wasn't the standard case of Dasani.
Yeah, she was like, no, I don't like no Dasani.
Ooh, I love Dasani.
Dasani's not a specific flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You know what? Probably because I spike all my water with lemon. Yeah, I put lemon in everything.
Oh, yeah. So it all tastes the same then. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, Dasani has like salt or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dasani's a little too salty for me. In my opinion, the best tasting one is smart water. Mm-hmm. But the smartest water is tap water.
Really?
Yeah. We put one of those filter things on our, where we have like a separate filtered water thing, and it rules. Like, it's just, it's great.
Yeah.
Sorry, I grew up with well water in Maryland, and it's still like the tastiest water.
Yeah, well water's good. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll always remember the Penn and Teller bullshit where they did the like water test, and you know, some was literally from a hose, which we all know, great water. Ooh, we've discussed
great water.
Hose water, but but yeah, like most people could not tell the difference at all.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I go hard for tap water based on one conversation that I had at a party like 20 years ago.
I met this guy who worked in water.
And I would like had this long conversation with him at a party about how like high our standards are for water in California. Never Googled it or fact checked anything he said. Was like, tap water is fine. And I never looked back.
Oh, that is true, though. Yeah. A lot of places, their standards for tap water are very
high. Tap water. Tappy tap.
Yeah.
Tappy tap.
I have been, you know, when I was growing up, my grandma would say, don't you drink none of that. We just couldn't drink from the tap.
Yeah, right.
Our water didn't come out.
In your head. Yeah.
Our water
didn't come out clean the way
it should have came out. We had to take the faucets where you got to run it a couple minutes.
Get that brown water at the beginning.
For sure.
I've been traumatized over tap water. And I know nowadays it's not a thing. Like, we living better. We out here. We got jobs. It's much. I'm in much better circumstances than I was when I was, you know, like before five. So,
but still, it's hard to get
it's in my mind. Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, and like it's as much traveling as you do too. It's like hard to not, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know what's happening in different places. You know, because unfortunately, we do know there are still places that like have fucked up water systems.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, best to. stick to that old Dasani. Did she reject the case?
She didn't touch a piece of, not a bottle.
Wow.
You really ain't gonna drink this shit? She's like, nah. I was like,
all right. So she's just a pile of salt.
She just feels strongly about her water.
Oh, that's fair.
But I don't have like the palate for a lot of different flavory things. Like I don't have a palate that's smart enough to understand the differences in wine. Like I just, red wine is red wine, white wine is white wine. They all taste the goddamn same to me.
I'm so jealous. I would love that.
Pinot and Chardonnay does taste different to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all the reds, like Merlot, Cabernet, they all taste the same to me.
Yeah. I think it's like a real, you have to like really pay attention. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if you're a big wine drinker, but like, I think it like, you know, just take some, and we have friends who like work in natural wine and stuff like that. So it's like, I feel like now I know the difference, but earlier I did not.
Yeah. Wine, not tequila. Oh, I could point out a Blanco, a Reposado, and an Añejo with my eyes closed. I could point that shit out by smell. I'm telling you right now.
Well, I will shout out to Lagratona, my favorite tequila.
Shout out.
It's a woman-owned place that makes it in Mexico. It is my favorite ever, and like if a place has it, I'm always so stoked. It's kind of rare.
Ooh,
you know? Yeah. And
it
comes in a really cool bottle. I found it actually at Permanent Records Roadhouse. I tried it there for the first time, and then I was like, I'm obsessed with this. It's like never given me a hangover. It's my favorite.
That's the thing. Good tequila. My favorite is the Reposado, but they have one called Madre it's a Mezcal. Super smoky, also at Permanent Records. Go get your tequila at Permanent Records. All right. Serious question, Punky. What three words best describe you?
Ooh. Oh, I'm goofy for sure.
I see that. Yeah.
Yep. I'm extremely lazy. And I am overly thoughtful.
Aww.
Very much. Very much.
Now, do you mean you get like caught up in your own head or you
just for other people? Like, I try to keep dollars in my pocket for homeless people because I know I'm gonna see them every day. I saw this lady in the subway, but I had my headphones on and I was so upset with myself. She had a baby in a stroller and she asked me she was doing this, like pointing at the exit door. And I was like, what is she doing? What does she mean? But by the time I hit the exit where you just go through the little exit
like
thing.
The turnstile?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that she was trying to get into the subway and it didn't hit me till I got up the steps and I was just like, damn, I could have got that lady into the subway. So it's stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you always been like that?
Oh, yeah. My mother, she's just like, you can't just be walking up to these damn homeless people. So I'm like, okay, you know. I mean, you know, sometimes they get annoying and you walk off and you give them a sandwich and they be like, I don't want that shit, and throw it on the ground. And, and you know, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's people who will be like, well, you know, you don't know what someone's going to spend it on, whatever. And it's like, I don't give a shit. Like, life is hard. They're obviously going through hard shit. Like, you know, me giving them $5 or $10 is not going to be the whatever. Like, if it's going to make their life a little bit easier today, then I'd rather, like, have that than anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't play no game. Like, if I see a bum or a homeless person just outside bumming or doing what they do, ask me if I got money, I'd be like, I'm going to get some chair. I'll come right back.
Yeah.
And someone be like, damn, you really came back? I'm like, I ain't going to tell you nothing just to get you out of my face. I'll be for real with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think especially, like you said, when you are like being grateful for your life and like realizing how much you have, and when you see people who, you know, are in that kind of place, it's like it's good to be able to like spread the love a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and it's like community is so important to tap into too, and the houses people in your neighborhood are in your community. Mm-hmm. It's important to be helping them as much as possible. We had a gal outside of our 7-Eleven the other day that I bought a water for just because it was hot, and I went and got myself a Dasani. it was a smart water because it was a sale, so it was like one of those like $2 or whatever. So I brought it out and she hadn't asked for it, but I was like, hey, it's hot, here's water. She's like, oh, thanks. And she took a giant swig and then she spiked the rest of it into the trash can. I was like, well, you know what? I'm glad you got some.
Yeah, lady.
Have a good day. See you later.
It would have been funny if a homeless person would have came from behind and like cursed her ass out and then looked at you like, she don't represent for the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? That was so disrespectful.
I know. I was like, I was just trying to be nice, but all right, ma'am, whatever.
Because sometimes an exchange like that could, you know, be like, well, I ain't helping none of you motherfuckers no more, you know?
No, Of course. But I always keep like frozen water bottles in my fridge and stuff, especially when it's hot. It's like throw it in the car and hand them out. It's easy. Easy thing to do and that goes a long way for other people.
It does.
Okay, Punky, what is something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
In a life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a life?
How about in their summer?
In their summer. Yeah. By the time they're 30.
Think everybody should have a one-night stand. Everybody.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I've done that a few times.
I don't need to know your name. it can be dangerous sometimes, you know.
No, of course. You got to be careful.
I mean, it's kind of like a game of trust.
right.
I ain't got to know your name. I ain't got to know nothing about you, your phone number, nothing. Let's just get in it. Do what it is.
Yeah.
No feelings involved, no emotions, no nothing. Let's just get this feel and get out.
If nothing else, it's always a story, right?
Well, it's just kind of like you could do whatever you want. You're never going to see this person again.
Right.
You could feel how you want.
Yeah, I think like it's fun to like, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been single for a minute, but it's fun to like acknowledge when it's just like, yeah, we're just like two sexual beings. There was like an attraction here. We went for it. We do not have to do anything past that. That's all it is.
Yes. and it's for me, it's like a sense of just some type of freedom, just like to be just who you are, to be this new person. You could be anybody you want in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, they're not like seeing, they're not dealing with my everyday bullshit or anything like that. They don't know anything about the dumb shit that they would be annoyed with if we're in a relationship.
Yeah. And it's nothing disrespectful. It's like, as soon as we're done, you can leave, you can stay. Don't, who cares?
Yeah.
Just don't kill me.
Well, you know what? The good thing is most of the time the murderers are the people who are in relationships. So we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true, isn't it?
Fun fact. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Yeah, anytime I listen to like a true crime thing and it's like, as we know, of course they looked at the spouse first. And it's like, yep. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with advice, everybody. BRB. Hey, everybody, we're back. I'm Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm Punky.
And it's time for Lady Problems. If you want to send us one, you can write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. You can also give us a phone call at 3236-BUT-30.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling with a lady problem. It's a sister problem. So, sorry, my baby's wanting to talk to you also. My sister, she's older. She's like 9 years older than me, and we have a couple other siblings. So my older sister, she said that she's moving her and her family to, Virginia. That's like 12 hours away from us. Sounds great on the surface, but she's in the middle of a divorce that I don't think it's been finalized. She has 5 kids she has full custody of. And, you know, things are very stressful for them, the kids. And my sister's decided that moving them far away from all the family and friends they know to a place where they know zero people is a good idea. If we, like my siblings and I, if we say anything like, wow, that's a lot. That maybe you should slow it down. Cause she already has the house on the market. She told us maybe a couple months ago, maybe not even that, maybe like 6 weeks ago that she wanted to move. And she had got a realtor in, and we think he's a con artist. He's doing fishy stuff. I think he's trying to take some of her money from the sale, like more than just the commission. She's just moving really quickly, which is very concerning to us. Mostly because of our nieces and nephews. Like, we don't want them to feel all this chaos. It's really stressful. And if we show any concern about her decisions, she gets very offended. And she gets hurt, and she says, why aren't you just happy for me? Why don't you want me to have a good life? And that's why we're concerned. We want her to have a good life. So yeah, that's my lady problem. How do you handle communicating to someone who is making crazy decisions to us? Seems very quick and fast and not thought through. But they aren't very receptive to, our advice. So anyways, have a great day. I hope you all are, enjoying your day. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, this is tough.
Yeah, that's hard.
So many questions. Like, has she always been this impulsive? Like, if she's an impulsive person, and you know, the outcome of all her impulsiveness all her life has been bad, then, you know, put her in a cage. Don't let her go.
yeah.
But if this is like a personal decision that she thinks is best for her family, I mean, you can't really tell adults what to do and how to move. You just gotta voice your opinion and how you feel and leave that shit alone.
Yeah. No, I think that's a huge distinction for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this caller and their siblings have already expressed to the sister that they think this is a poor idea. Like, you've already done that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's worth saying, because you don't want it to, like, eat you up and you feel like you're not expressing how you feel about the situation. But, like, I feel like once you've done that, that's sort of, like, the limit of what you can do with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, like, it kind of reminds me of when people call in and ask about, like, my friend, I don't like my friend's, you know, partner. They suck. Like, what do I do? Again, you can't, there's nothing you can say. Like, probably nothing you say is going to change it. All you can do is let the person know that you're there for them, you know? So I think that if you've already, had these discussions with her, I would kind of just make sure that she knows that you're there for her if she decides to come back. You know what I mean? Because things could go wrong and then she could feel shame about coming back or whatever it is. So letting her know that, like, you support her and then, you know, you still want to be a part of her life as much as you can and the kids' lives, even if they're far away. And also letting the kids know that, like, hey, if you know, I'm your aunt's here for you if you ever need to talk or something like that. So you know what I mean? Like, making sure the kids know that they have you as a lifeline too.
Also, I would figure out if this was just a me thing. Like, am I just the person that just don't want you to leave because we family and I want us to stay together? You know what I'm saying? That wasn't really, I mean, we can't call it. It wasn't that descriptive of the reason why, but I would like to know why you wouldn't want her to, like, when somebody say, why can't you just be happy for me? It means they really, really want to do something. They really, really think it's best for their life. So it's just like, it just sounds like there's more to it.
For sure.
Yeah.
It is shitty.
Is she running from some gambling debt? You know, is there a problem she's not facing and she's just running from it? Like, is you know, we could get a little bit more specific.
Well, and it's like she just got out of, like, a relationship with somebody that at the very least she had 5 kids with. Like, that's a long, you know, that's an intense long period. I get wanting to be like, fuck this, start over. I don't want to see anything that reminds me of this. And, like, you know, I understand that impulse for sure, you know.
Right. And I mean, you know, who knows? It sounds like she is trying to maybe get a fresh start and maybe she doesn't want to be around her family giving her advice. And her solution is just like, fuck this. I'm getting as far away from everyone I know as possible. So,
yeah. Which isn't isn't a judgment on your family either. Like, I mean, I wonder if the caller is like taking this move personally, you know, where it's like, this isn't, you know, because I wonder if it's like this person just wants to be like, I want to start over without like the advice of my family, like telling me what to do. Like they, maybe she views like, I just, you know, and this is not the right view of like a relationship that's ended, but like, I just failed in this marriage, like with this relationship. My family is making me feel shitty about it, whether they mean to or not. Like I'm seen as like the failure in the family. I just need to get the fuck away and start over. Like, I think that can very much be a thing that people feel in that situation a lot of the time.
Yeah. You
know? And I do, yeah. I do understand the concern for the kids too, because it's really hard for kids to start over. They already have their life here. They already got their friends here. And, you know, and then you get to this other school and you got, like, I hated being a new kid at school.
Yeah.
I hated it. It sucked. I was always so nervous. I was always so scared. I didn't know how to, in social settings, I was just dumb. Mm-hmm. So I do understand the concern for the kids as well, but I mean, I don't know. I guess the advice is like, yo, you gotta let your family do what they do, man, and let them learn on their own and, you know, have their own consequences. You know, we all grown. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you yourself are not, this is your sister's situation at the end of the day. I mean, I will say, if you think your sister will listen to you, maybe suggesting renting in this new location instead of buying.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Then at least they have like a trap door if they do realize, okay, five kids with no support is a lot. I do want to move back home. Then it's like less of a fucking hassle.
Right. And then also they can get to know the area. And it's like if they want to live in that area or move somewhere else or whatever it is, just not being completely. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, the realtor, I don't know what I don't know what to do about the realtor guy. Like, yeah, I guess if you can find some, if you can find some dirt on it, if you can find out that he is a con artist or something, maybe give her some evidence. But that's the only thing I could think of that would maybe help that.
Or do you know any realtors?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like what is giving you that sense? And like, what is the, because if there's like a provable thing or whatever, then I think you can pretty easily be like, hey, maybe try this person instead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But you know what? You're right. I can't tell from this call, like, if that is what's going on. Or, like, is this sister, like, involved in a really bad...
Yes.
She's being brainwashed by a realtor. Things are... It's a mayday situation. I'm really having a hard time discerning that.
Right.
If it is the second one, then I... Yeah, like, drastic measures.
Yeah.
Screenshots of the realtor. Get this guy out of her life.
Yeah.
Kind of a
thing. You need to send in someone to pretend that they're selling their house to him and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Like, we need like a Nathan for you kind of a trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real estate catfish.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's figure out what's going on there for sure. At the very least, read his Yelp reviews. See, see what people have had to say.
Yeah.
Send me his name. I'll dig on him.
Yeah, let's dig on his ass.
Let's
find out what's going on there.
That's so, I mean, yeah, that's like one of the number one lessons I've had to learn as I get older. Just like, there's so much, obviously, you can't control. And especially in family, like, there's always stuff I want to fix, or I want to, like, someone to make a different decision. But you just can't. Like, you have to love them anyway. You can't control them. And that's how it goes. And it's extremely hard, especially when you see someone doing something that, you know, you feel like might not be the best choice.
It's shitty to have your sibling live far. It really is.
Yeah.
So, like, then that's okay if this is you, because it's okay to be sad that your sister is moving far and your nieces and nephews. And, like, that does bite. And, like, I don't know, maybe from your end, like, a fun proactive thing you can do is, like, make where you are as fun as possible. Like, when they're there, do fun shit and, like, have good quality time and, like, make that as attractive and cool as possible so that, like, hopefully she can come to that realization.
I'll fight for custody.
For sure. Kids are staying
here.
Take
your kids. This is not a stable environment.
Oh, and also, like, encourage her to, if she's not in therapy of some kind, like, you know, like, and family, talking to family about your problems is not therapy. You know, it's not, because family is, you know, as much as good as they try sometimes, can also be part of therapy. You got to be able to, like, have an unbiased person to, like, talk to about shit. Like, she, you know, if she's making these, like, kind of like big swings and stuff, she could just be kind of flailing, trying to figure out where to land too. And, like, talking to family might not be the way to figure that out. Like, she might need like an unbiased person mm-hmm. to be like, because you can say shit to a therapist that you can't say to like mm-hmm. people in your life that you have to see on holidays, you know?
Yes.
True.
Like, yeah. So if she's
if she can find time between the five children to talk to someone.
Five people. Imagine having five people in your house all the time. Ugh.
Man, can I say a shout out to the oldest sibling who is a co-parent, whether they want to be or not. Shout out. We see you. We support you.
But now that we've come full circle, she is crazy. Yeah. She's moving away with five fucking kids.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind gonna do something like that?
Yeah, you're not getting any family support. That's a lot.
I mean, five kids. This woman takes her five kids to a restaurant. They are automatically adding gratuity.
Just for a meal.
You need a special reservation to go to CPK with this group. Like, what?
Yeah, you're fucking tipping at McDonald's, man.
It's over. Now that does sound concerning.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. I'm not concerned. Yeah. I just know that there's nothing you can say to this bitch that's going to change your mind.
No.
Mine is made. Yeah.
Hopefully she gets a lot of money on the sale and, you know, can figure
it
out from there.
Hey, look, it's a seller's market.
Yeah. So. Just be supportive. It's all you can do.
Yeah,
all right. We got one more?
Hi, ladies. I have a lady problem that I need petty revenge ideas for. So the background is that 2 years ago, I rented my apartment out to a woman who ended up being an awful piece of trash grifter who I needed to kick out after one day because she was so egregious. Anyway, a few months after kicking her out, she started harassing me and trying to extort money from me and sending her friends to harass me. Obviously, this freaked me out. And 2.5 years later, this crazy bitch sued me, claiming that I assaulted her on move-out day. By the way, I was literally out of the country. Anyway, I hired a lawyer, went to court recently, and the judge immediately saw through this person's bullshit. And the good news is, this bitch can't sue me ever again about this, and she left the courthouse looking pretty, like, tail between her legs. But now I'm left with all this anger because this shit literally took over my life for the past 6 weeks. It's not like 2 years, really. So now I just really want to take some petty anonymous revenge on her. Like, I want to enter her phone number or name into some website that, like, sends unlimited spam. And I tried to Google this, but all I got was stupid tips on how to avoid spam. So anyway, do you have any petty revenge tips? I'm just so angry and I want revenge. Thanks, ladies. I love you all so much. And you've gotten me through some really tough times over the past 8 years. Thanks.
Aw. Damn.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry I said that, but that's hilarious.
No. It's really funny. I mean, I will say, regardless of what you end up doing or not doing, this does sound like the kind of person that...
Be very careful.
Yeah, be very careful, but also... The revenge that you seek will never be as strong as the life that they are just oscillating throughout either way. Like, this is a chaotic person that is just, like, lashing out at bad, crazy shit. So bad, crazy shit is just happening to them all the time.
Yeah, they have to live with themselves. That is the ultimate revenge.
Yeah. Ultimately. Yeah.
And, but, you know, they can't sue your ass no more, so you might as well just do what she said you did. You might as well make it true. Beat her ass. Sometimes, look, I'm big on letting karma happen for itself, but I'm mad for you.
Yeah.
You gotta hire a lawyer.
She needs the release. She needs the, like.
She has the release.
Okay. Here's the thing. There is a website.
Oh, snap.
Where you can anonymously send elephant poop.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There is a website. It's not just elephant poop. There are other kinds of poop.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Have you used this or you've just considered it? I guess it doesn't matter. Nobody's used it here.
Yeah, no one's used it here.
It's anonymous.
No one's used it here. We've only ever heard about it from a third party that we forgot the name of.
Great call. Elephant.
You know, I think elephant poop, because it's so funny, and it's a message that is really hard to interpret incorrectly. If someone sends you elephant poop, you know exactly who did it, and you know exactly why.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I'm scared of is I'm nervous that, because this obviously this woman is not right in her mind and is like
a rational person. Yeah.
I'm nervous for her to do anything that will point to her. Even though it's anonymous, she'll still know. You know what I mean? So
I'd give it 6 months. I'd let that elephant shoot.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I think give it time, because, like, you know, let that elephant poop see if shoe you
can,
drop.
Yeah, see if you can predate that, or if you can make them deliver pre-order. It in 6 months. Yeah, pre-order that poop.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing, though, too. Like, if this is how crazy she's being with you when she lived in your place for, like, one day, like, she's doing this kind of thing to lots of people.
Yeah. Right.
So she might not know that it's you.
Oh, that's true.
If you wait 6 months from now, you know? Yeah. So it might be worth just checking that out. You know, giving it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Before you send her a pile of elephant shit, allegedly.
Yeah.
I think, like, I mean, on the email tip, I think you could, you can do that. I would go to individual websites. You know what I mean? Go to some stupid, like, you know, areyouadumbbitch.org. I don't know. That's not a website, but
it should. Let me go get that right now.
the real revenge to me is do your homework on her. You know?
Yeah.
Find out what makes her tick. Mm-hmm. And then tick her ass off.
Yeah.
Find out.
Yeah.
Look, it's crazy. You know what? It's crazy the amount of things you can find out about people. And this mm-hmm. will take more time out of your life, by the way. But if you strongly feel it, then
she feels it.
Stalk her ass. She's got the time. Find out everything you need to know about her ass, who her parents are, who her cousins, who she loves.
Oh,
you know, what kind of car she drives. Find out and find that weakness and just come in for the kill. Well, I don't want to say kill.
No. Not that. But, you know,
I'm not saying the kill.
For the elephant poop. The elephant poop.
The petty
come
strike.
In. Yeah.
Petty strike.
And you know what? I will say this. Girl, Craigslist is here for you. Mm-hmm. If you need to put someone's contact info on there and say, hello, I would like pictures of your asshole sent to this phone number.
Oh my God, that's a good
it's
one.
There. Yes.
Good one.
I've not done that ever, I swear, but I know people it has happened to. And I wouldn't wish that on myself, but this woman deserves a lot of butthole
pics. She sounds terrible. Yeah.
All
right, Punky, this has been an incredibly informative episode. I feel like we learned it's been revealing. You know,
we all have. I learned about the elephant stuff. we don't know how, but we know now. Uh-huh. And I pee in pools. So I think,
yeah. This
just
is
adult, grown-up kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're grown. And, you know, we're just sharing it with the listener to educate them. And, you know, I look forward to what they've learned within the next 8 years on this podcast.
And obviously, listen to Punky's advice podcast to hear more of this. Of these gems.
Yeah.
Tell everyone where they can find Love Thing.
Y'all can find Love Thing on SiriusXM, Kevin Hart station, channel 96. And everywhere you find your podcast, honestly, we got new episodes every Tuesday. And y'all just go out there and look for it.
Hell yeah.
Love Thing, THANG.
Love it.
Perfect. Go subscribe right now. So much fun hanging out with you, Punky. Thank you so much.
I had a ball. I would hate to be with y'all together in public because we would fuck it up.
I know.
They would get put someday. Out of everywhere.
Just four bitches who have all for sure been told to shut up in a bar. All in one.
Just sending elephant poop.
Yeah.
That's what happens when we black out.
Can't wait to get kicked out of place.
No. I appreciate y'all, because a lot of people have been helping me out and being very supportive. And I got three more right here, so I appreciate y'all very much.
Oh, of course. Oh,
You're so welcome.
Y'all be good. Y'all have a very happy Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. Go get a goddamn margarita.
Hell yeah.
Goddamn right.
Go have a taco.
yeah. You have a taco right. too. Absolutely. We'll see you guys next week.
Holla at y'all.
Bye.
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 3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I was just listening to the most recent episode, Panic Files, and I loved the part where you were answering the first lady problem and talking to a in utero listeners, because I am about 12 weeks pregnant. My fetus and I love listening to you. And I really appreciated you asking it, stop being a little fucking asshole, because I'm tired of feeling like shit. And I've been feeling like shit for 12 weeks. And so that was just like a very bright spot in 2 weeks of really feeling like my body's not my own. And I hope that my in utero listener is listening to y'all and leave my teeth alone. Thanks, ladies.
Hi, ladies. You guys are so wonderful. One of my absolute favorite podcasts. And I can't believe this is what I'm calling in about, but Babs, I also have freakishly tiny ears and thought that I could not wear any single headphone until I found the Raycon Bluetooth earbuds, okay? They are wonderful. They have little customizable and adjustable tips, so like it doesn't matter how big or small your ear is, it has options for you. And marketing idea, most other podcasts give like 10 or 15% off discount codes for getting Raycons. So you guys just need to get sponsored and then there you go. Get you some awesome Raycons. They have really cool colors too, by the way, and they charge really fast. Yeah, you guys are wonderful. I'm obviously listening to the latest episode and I can't wait to finish it. So have a great day.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brand Dazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.